6'3", about 190, I think. I'm sitting in drive-thru here at Smoothie King, so waiting for my smoothie.
Make one, I'll come over and pick it up.
You over here at 291 and Anthem Drive?
I'm over here on 101, man, headed toward Spartanburg, Woodruff, and whatever you call it, Roebuck, backside of Roebuck.
I'm afraid I can't wait that long. That's for sure. And then I'm headed over to my mother-in-law's. I gotta do some stuff over there to help her out.
Would you get the basement locked up to where nobody wasn't staying in the basement anymore?
That was all in her head, but you know, it's locked and they'd have to make a lot of racket to get in there. So they, if somebody ever tried, so it, you know. but, you know, she feels safe, and that's the main thing.
You stay by yourself, man, you start hearing a lot of things. I mean, you do. I've been there and done that one. Thinking I'm hearing stuff outside, get up and go outside, and there won't be nothing out there. But, you know, it's best to be safe than sorry, especially this day and time. Looking at 2738.
2 meter 440.
How you like it, Loretta?
Well, it's nice. I like it as good or better than my, you know, my old 207. And, so anyway, it seems to be, performing nicely. And like I told Tom in Zero TR, I was, talking to him earlier, and I hadn't gotten through the manual yet, so it's still a lot for me to learn about this thing.
A lot in that radio. I mean, that radio will do a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things in that radio. And I've had mine for over a year now. April the 22nd or 23rd one when I got my license a year ago. I've had that radio pretty much.
Afford the 7300, and when I waterfall, man, I tell you, it's just unbelievable. And you know, and like I said, I'm still learning that radio. I doubt I'll ever know everything it can do, but it works great. I'm really enjoying it.
That's a really good radio, man. That's what I really wanted, to go with that ICOM 2738 I had. But I had the opportunity to get to begin with the 2000, so I got it instead. So that way it would do everything. Yeah, that way it would do 2 meters, 6 meters, HF, which worked beautifully.
Wake up at 4:30 this morning, so I couldn't get back to sleep, so I went in there and turned on the radio, and 80 meters was it was just tons of signals on 80 meters, and so I talked to some guys. They were having a net at 6 o'clock, and it's called the Mississippi.
Starts getting daylight for them. And there's a lot of people over there that, you know, come in there. And, 80 meters gets, 40 meters. Sometimes they get it too, depending on what times you get on there. I ain't listened in a long time. Getting 4 UBG.
4 CBA. Well, yeah, and I've gone down to 17 meters. And so I talked to a guy in Mexico. I couldn't figure out his name because he was calling a net through a club. His call sign. And so all he gave was the club name and the a post office box, and it didn't say what city. So I'm not sure where in Mexico, but it was definitely Mexico. So that was on 17.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut for 17 and start getting some stuff put up. You know, because I want to study and get my general class and open up a big portion of the radio bands for me. And I get in there and listen to everybody, you know, scroll around the channels and listen to people in Europe, Puerto Rico, you know, I listen to people in Mexico, I listen to people a little bit of everywhere. I mean, it's very amazing, man. I mean, these radios amaze me, you know, stepping out 11 meters, you know, CB world into these radios. Because, I mean, you can take 100 watts and talk anywhere you want to talk. I mean, you know, and that's on the bad side of the, you know, the whatever they call that, you know, where the, I forgot what they call it, the sun, you know, the sun cycle thing. They say it's at, you know, at the bottom on its way back up now, but, you know, we're at the bottom, but you can still do it. You know, when it gets back up to where it's supposed to be, you know, like Tom and all of them told me, I mean, you can take 2 watts or 1 watt and talk all over the world with it.
If the frequency's clear, that is the saying, you know, you can talk all over the world on 1 watt. You got a decent antenna for that whatever band you're on. And the conditions are good. I tell you, I got a Carolina Windham, and it covers it covers 6 meters up to 80, and it doesn't cover 160. That's the only band I don't have on it, so it's on the radio, but I can't put up a 160 antenna. I don't have the room. I don't have enough real estate.
Yeah, I mean, it's 160, man. That's 160-foot antenna. I mean, that's really hard to, really good room to put one up. I mean, even where I'm at, I've got almost 2 acres of land, but it's not wide, it's long. Yeah, most of it's woods. I mean, if I ever decide to put something up, I mean, I'd have to stretch it down through the woods. Clean out somewhere, you know, so it's not hanging. That's the only bad thing. I don't know. I'll have to work on that when I get to that point to see what I can, you know, come up with. I thought about trying to build like 160 meters of hex beam, you know, wrap it around the thing, make it like a hex beam, but like a clothesline version. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it would resonate, but I've thought about that.
Pretty noisy on that one. I got about, I guess, 50%. Well, let me go ahead and sign with you. I'm turning onto the street at my mother-in-law's place, so I'll be there in just a minute. So I'll go ahead and say adios, and you have a good day. Be careful out there on the road, and I'll stick around for your final. But we'll talk to you later, Kevin. 73's KB4CBA.
For your general. Anyway, I hope you have good luck with it.
Yeah, I hope I do too. I haven't had time to really do anything right now. I was was studying for it, but, you know, before COVID-19 hit. You know, when the COVID-19 hit, I quit studying for it because everything closed up, you know, with nobody giving no tests. And I was doing good on the first half of it. And was doing real good on it. And I just got to get back into studying it again.
Yeah, I heard you talking to David. And I heard you saying that you do a lot of listening. What are you listening on?
I got a 40-meter dipole. I got a 80-meter dipole I built. And me and my buddy built the 40-meter dipole to put me on 40 to where I can listen to people there. You know, I mean, it's pretty... it kind of helps, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it kind of gives me the, I don't know what you call it, the motivation, you know what I'm saying? And I enjoy getting in there and listening to people, you know, talking in Europe and places like that. And, I mean, it's very, very interesting, man. I mean, you get to see how long distance works and short distance. You know, when people's calling for DX, you know, and all that, I mean, you learn a lot just by listening, so that's one reason we did it. And I need to get my 20-meter up. I got the wires for the 20-meter. I just ain't had time to put it together yet. I mean, I'll eventually get it put together, but I just ain't had time yet.
Well, that's a really... Well, what you're saying is true. You can learn a lot just by listening. And you'll have all the procedures down by the time you get on. Actually, what I was actually asking about is what kind of radio do you have?
My guy is a Kenwood TS-2000. It does everything, man. It does 2 meters, 440. It does 6 meters through 160 meters. It does satellite. It's got satellite mode built into it. Man, I forgot what all it's got. It's got DSP. I can't remember. That thing's got so many buttons on it, it looks like a spaceship.
Radios and... They do just about everything. I've got one. I've had it for over 15 years now. You know, they stopped selling those. They made them for close to 20 years, and they were advanced for their time, and that's why they made them so long. And for the money, is really a great radio. Did everything. I still use mine all the time. I don't contest with it, which is primarily what I do. But I use it for nets and rag chewing. And I did get on VHF contest the other day. I used it on FT8 sideband. That was good. But it's a good radio. I like it. For an all-around radio, you just really can't beat it. Too bad they don't make it anymore.
It lucked up with me, man. I lucked up on it. I had a Yaesu FT-450. Just a plain 450. You know, it's the one that had the little red or reddish-orange things on the buttons, dead-centered buttons, like the numbers and everything. And the next one up was the one that had the rings around the knobs and stuff. And but I had that one, and you know, I was having to use an inverter to try to convert over to do, you know, like sideband, you know, where I could do the 2-meter sideband net and all that stuff. Well, I got an inverter to convert that over, you know. And well, I got to talking to a buddy of mine down the road. He had one. He had the Kenwood TS-2000. And I kept talking to him about it, and he kept telling me, you know, them $800, $900, excuse me, radios. And I don't know, know, I kind of got my mind set to it, and we was talking one day, and I guess him and his buddy was talking one day, and they knew somebody was selling one. And he called me up. He says, "Man, I found you a deal." He says, "You've been wanting one of them radios." He says, "I found you one." He says, "We're going to take your Yaesu if you want to. We'll take the Yaesu and $300 cash and put with it and go get the radio for you." I said, "Okay, that's fine." I had to do something. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I love it. I mean, that's probably the best radio I got now. And then my buddy down the street, you know, he had the microphone that's originally set up for the Kenwood. He's got the MC60 or whatever it is. And I got that one. And I don't know, man. I'm set up to go. I got the squeeze mic with it, too. And I love it. You know, I mean, it'll do me good, at least until I get the tower put together. You know, I've been out there getting stuff out of the yard, you know, to get ready to cut that tree down. And I got everything just about ready to go. So hopefully this weekend, hopefully, if everything goes good and I ain't got to go nowhere like I did this weekend, it'll be laying on the ground. And then I can start my tower, basically.
I know you'd be glad to get all that going. Well, I just have various kinds of wiring antennas that work really well. Really well. And I've got 339 confirmed countries on DXCC, 329 that are current. And all those were just on wires. You can do a lot just wires. But I know you'd be glad to have a tower in the, I guess, the beam, probably. All right, well, I'm not too far from my destination. I've got to get a birthday card from my brother. A couple other things, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73 to you. You have a good day, and good luck with your project, N4IQ.
Man, you do the same, and you be good out that way, and... But yeah, I'm hoping to get it up there. I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna put all the big beams and stuff up there like everybody else has, you know, the 40 meters, 60 meters, and all that good stuff, 80 meters. I don't know if I'm gonna do all that. I mean, but probably just about most of everything I'm gonna have up there, I'm probably gonna have my 6 meter up there, definitely. That's a good 6 meter beam, and probably have, you know, my 2 meter stuff up there. And that's gonna give me somewhere to where I can come off with offsets and put antennas out to the side like the fire departments do. You know, that way I'll have a spot for, you know, something like that. You know, that way I can put up a couple all directionals, you know, on all the other bands. You know, and but yeah, I mean, it'll work out good for me. I'm just having to do it on a budget right now, man. I mean, when I got laid off, you know, I wasn't expecting to get laid off because I was in the process of finishing up buying the concrete and turnbuckles and all that good stuff, and just didn't make it there. But I'm actually, good news, Friday morning. Friday is actually Monday for them. It's Friday through Thursday. So I'll be starting back the same pay that I was making before. And hopefully within a week I'll have my own vehicle. So that's a good thing, man. But we'll say 73 to you, and you have a good one out that way. N4IQ, KN4UBG. I'll be clear.
Okay, good timing. I'm here at CBS. All right, well, congratulations. I know you're glad to get back onto your normal work schedule and pay. And you're going to have fun with that tower, I know. I've got a 6 meter beam, 2 meter beam up. I worked Japan on 6 meters this summer. And I've got the confirmation, and I was glad to get it, I tell you. That was a good one. All right, let me say 73 is N4IQ.
73, N4UBG, I'll be mugging.
KUYD.
The KO4, and that was it. I was actually stepping outside the car.
KO4 EYV, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. If you need to go, that's just fine. I was just going to ask you a question on the 6 meter.
Go ahead. You good? Go ahead.
I saved up some money and got the Yaesu 891. I'm just technician level, but I'm trying to feel out what's in 6 meters around here. I know that the supposed to open up, what, 2024, 2025, but I just wonder, what is around here? Is there anything on FM? Is there anything on sideband, et cetera, et cetera? What's out there?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, they have contests and stuff out there. I mean, we've had a lot of 6 meter contests and, 2 meter contests and all that good stuff. We just had a contest not long ago, and I participated a little bit in that contest. I made a lot of contacts on 6 meters from out west and up north. I heard a few people coming in from Europe, but I couldn't make the trip back because of my beam. It ain't the best thing in the world, but. It does pretty good. I don't know. I think the longest contact I made was 1,200 miles. And, there's a lot that goes on. I mean, they 2 meter, you got 2 meter sideband, you got the net for that. There's a lot of HF goes on around here. I mean, there's a lot of people around here on HF, but most of them stay around 80 meters or 40 meters. But 6 meters, there's a crew of us that gets on 6 meters every once in a while and talks. I'm out of Fountain Inn. Some of them's out of like Powdersville and places like that, we get on there and talk a little bit. There's another crew on 10 meters that gets on 28390, and they're up here in Cleveland, North Carolina, off 26 right up here, and some of them's up in Hendersonville, and there's a few over around Pickens and Pelzer that, kind of get in there and talk on that frequency. And, there's a lot of people out there, man. You just got to pick a time and just scan the band, just listen to the band, and you'll hear them in there. And there's another crew that stays on 10 meters. On, I think it's 325, or 345, something like it, right around in that neighborhood. There's another crew that stays on there all the time. I mean, they constantly on there, like through the winter time. I mean, they'll about every night between 9 o'clock and about 11:30, and. FM, man, I don't know. I've not done a lot of FM. I don't really know about FM as far as the, if there's anybody out there. I can imagine they are. But I just hadn't been on the FM side yet. But, there's a lot of activity out there. I mean, there's another contact coming up here before long. You should be able to remember it. And you should be able to tell you. I forgot what kind of website that is you had to go to, but you should be able to Google it. And it would let you know as far as, what kind of, HF or VHF.
Repeater time out exit. Repeater time out clear.
That repeater got what I did. But yeah, you should be able to Google that, man. Google the VHF or UHF or HF and see what type of contest is coming up. But there's a lot of stuff going on 10 meters and 6 meters and 2 meters, 2 meter sideband and all that.
I sure appreciate the information. Yeah, I hate to admit it. I haven't really gone to Google since I got the radio. I just kind of hooked it up and scanned the bands on the tech side. I'm really hoping to get the general. I just got a couple things to get out of my way. I got a I gotta retake my paramedic test. That way I can get on in here and get on up to the paramedic level and get some better, you know, some better salary coming through there. But I'm kind of trying to enjoy the tech bands on the radio while I wait. That 28.3, I think that's actually still in the technician range. So I'll try to listen out for that. I know I've been told by a couple people until the band opens up on 6, there's not much there. So I was excited to hear somebody talking about 6 and just check in with you real quick and see what's local. Thank you.
Yeah, 6 meters, man. I mean, FT8 is really 6 meters. I mean, yeah, I mean, digital. We all do, FT8 on stuff too. So, I mean, it ain't no big deal, but, I mean, a lot of people get on there and talk on 6, I mean, around, you know, I mean, sometimes you'll hear us on there on 6 talking. But, yeah, I mean, there's 28.300 to 28.500, that's a technician on the 10-meter band. And there's people in there. I mean, you just got to catch them. What your work schedule is, but most of the time, like I said, it's between about 9 o'clock till about, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And there are people in there.
Kilo Victor 4, Whiskey, Italy. To make sure my antenna is getting out, Kilo Victor 4, Whiskey, Italy, go over.
I got a good copy on you over here, right outside of Roebuck over here.
Excellent. Thank you for your help. Kilo Victor 4, Whiskey, Italy, clear.
Kilo Victor 4, Whiskey, Italy, KN4, UBG.
4AV, and I tell you, I cannot keep up with the call signs. Kilo Victor, which I don't want to sit here and butcher it, but you are sounding just fine from NRE, just outside of Lawrence. I'm hitting 385, heading back towards Clinton, and you sound just fine there. And to KN4UBG, I appreciate your information that you've been able to give me. I'll get on probably sometime about 9 o'clock, hit the net for Blue Ridge, and scoot on up to 6 and see what's out there. Probably dip back down in a hole or something that lost service, but I just say thank you for the info you got me, and 73 for right now, KO4UYB, I'll be clear.
KDA and 4IQ.
UK and 4 UBG. How's the copy now? I just swap out the antenna.
Well, are you in the car? I guess you're in the house, right?
In the car. I'm out here in the back of Roebuck right now. Leaving out of the back of Roebuck, headed back toward the house, crossing over 26 out here.
Well, it actually sounds better because you had a little bit of noise in the background of the other antenna, but you're probably at a different location. But it sounds good.
Yeah, I was talking to KO4. I don't forgot the last few calls, man. And just had to look outside. My antenna was peeled back. It's got the NMO mount. It's a Larson. It's got that plastic piece on the outside. It was screwed on, but it was leaning backwards. I don't know if it caught a limb and about pulled it out of the shell, but I got to glue it back into the shell, the metal piece.
That made a difference. But it sounds good. It sounds very good. I'm over here in Simpsonville in Fairview. I just went to CVS, and now I'm going to go to Lowe's. So, tell you what, it's just a nice day to get outside. I got this project. It's going to be a great day to work on it. I hope I get it done by the time it gets dark.
I think you will. I should have plenty of time to get it done. Well, I'm going to step back out of here for a minute and let you holler back to David, KB4CBA. He was out there mobile. He was almost at his mother-in-law's house just a few minutes ago when I was talking to him. But I'll say 73 to you and let you get back to him. And I just wanted to see how that antenna was doing. I put the dual band tram back on so I can glue my other one back together.
I talked to David early this morning. I spent around 7:30 or between 7:30 and 8. I think he was at home at the time. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take a standby now. I'm not far from Lowe's, actually. N4IQ.
Oh, you have a good one. We'll holler at you a little bit later. N4IQ, KN4UBG. I'll be monitoring. Mobile.